Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Batchelor with Patrick K. O'Donnell, the best-selling Patrick K. O'Donnell, my friend. The Unvanquished, the untold story of Lincoln's Special Forces, the manhunt for Mosby's Rangers, the shadow war that forged America's special operations, and details we've never had before. Lee must make a decision. He's surrounded by counselors, including the governor of Virginia and his generals, and there is the choice. The choice is become irregular forces, become guerrillas, go to the mountains, or surrender. Patrick, how does Lee decide this?
This is one of the great decisions in American history. Lee puts America first instead of the Confederacy first. He puts the fact that he wants, you know, Southern women and the children of the South and those that are in the next generation first. He directly disobeys Jefferson Davis's order to conduct guerrilla warfare. And from a military sense, it made sense to conduct guerrilla warfare. And if Lee had been determined to do so, they would have been almost impossible to defeat if they had fled to the mountains and they had scattered the various commands. Because remember, the South had not been occupied, and the Southern population, while war weary, still had lost so many men, they were still behind the war itself. And as we know, in insurgencies to this day, when a population has a large support of that population has supports the insurgency, they're almost impossible to defeat. But Lee puts, you know, America first instead of the South, and decides to disobey a direct order and to Grant's. You know, General Grant is wise and provides respect to his opponent. Rather than round everybody up as a POW and disrespect them, he offers very, very favorable terms. This is statesmanship. I think it's also the beginning of America where it comes together again in reconciliation and forgiveness. These are very, very important points that, you know, apply to today. Statesmanship, putting country first. And these men did exactly that, which creates the modern America that we now, you know in the sense that America then comes together after really Appomattox, even though there are still several months of war left. But it's the example of how these two men conduct themselves and the surrender that changes history.
Yes, they meet in the afternoon of April 9th at Appomattox Courthouse. A detail, the surrender, including that I believe they can take their horses and their weapons, and he doesn't ask them to take the buttons off their uniforms. I can't remember all the details, but there's an important moment where John Gordon Brown, is that the general? John Gordon Brown is marching out. John Gordon, I'm sorry, I'm misremembering his name, is marching out the man who must stack their rifles. And Joshua Chamberlain is overseeing this. That's one of the heroes of Gettysburg, Joshua Chamberlain of the 20th Infantry, Maine. And he, well, you tell it. He orders a salute. What does it mean, Patrick?
What it means is it's about respect at this point. And the Confederates, the officers are allowed to keep their sidearms and pistols, their swords. It's the weapons of the cannon and rifles have to be stacked. And they lead a parade. The Confederates lead a parade, and they are paraded in front of the Union Army. And there's an order not to jeer. It's an order of respect. And Chamberlain salutes John Gordon at this point, General Gordon. And it's a, you know, honor, as he says, it's honor meeting honor at this stage. And it's a matter of respect that has it's a very, very powerful scene and statement.
And John Mosby, after the war, where does he go?
This is interesting, John. John Singleton Mosby is a hunted and wanted man. He turns himself in right before the trial of the conspirators after it ends, nearly the last day. And then he's still hunted, and it's Mrs. Mosby that sends a letter to General Grant to see if he could stop the harassment. And the letter changes lives. The two men become best friends. And John Singleton Mosby and General Grant, John Singleton Mosby becomes one of Grant's campaign managers for his in Virginia. He's an ardent, instead of being a Democrat, all the Confederates were Democrats at this time, he becomes a Republican.
And he has an opinion of what hell is. Please remind everybody about it.
And one of the famous quotes is, when asked what it's like to be a hell is being a Republican in Virginia, is what Mosby quotes. And he's literally sniped at by and nearly assassinated in Warrenton. He becomes a counselor for China or at Hong Kong and saves the lives of many women that are being trafficked.
And
becomes a friend of the young George S. Patton. And it's, you know, long suspected that, you know, maneuver warfare. He may have learned a thing or two from John Singleton Mosby.
John Mosby, 1833 to 1916. Patrick K. O'Donnell, The Unvanquished, The Untold Story of Lincoln's Special Forces, The Manhunt for Mosby's Rangers, The Shadow War That Forged America's Special Operations. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.